I will give you another example. A number of years ago, two different funders got together and thought that they were doing the right thing. They said, "Let's coordinate efforts on behalf of kids who need to be assessed and receive services as a result of having been physically or sexually abused." So they both funded the largest mental health center in a county of about 1 million people. That covers a pretty large geographic area, and this resulted in a coordinated service. But this meant that families had no choice. They all had to go to that one mental health center. It was not conveniently located for people. When they went to the center, they saw whoever was the next intake worker or therapist who was available. And the center knew that they were going to get all the business. They had a monopoly. Well, the two funders got together, and they decided to change a system, and they contracted with a care management organization to develop a provider network of skilled people who would agree to accept an agreed-upon rate and provide reports and work with the system and coordinate their efforts. And this provider network had to be scattered around the county, and people were paid a particular rate for the services. They were able to get into the provider network some very skilled and experienced people who worked independently as private practitioners, who were not about to work for the mental health center, but who would accept families under this kind of an arrangement. After this, when a family needed help, they met with a case manager in their area. The case manager explored with them what the options were that were available, as well as the information they had about the effectiveness of each of the options, and if they wanted a therapist of a particular cultural background or gender background, the choices were made available to them.